Hey, everybody. Welcome to 90 Day Fiancé Cray Cray. I'm Kim, and I'm here with a special guest because Kyle is not here this week. I'm here with Matt from Reality Gaze. Hi, Matt.
No, this is really Kyle. I'm going to bitch about socialism and smart things that I don't know about. I meant smart things, meaning Matt doesn't know about. But I'm Kyle, and I'm saying smart things and bitching about it. You know, hello. I just said this before we were talking, and I realized either Kyle is your poodle, and poodle is my Kyle. Because, like, you know, when he starts to rant about something, like when Jake starts to rev up, I know, like, I literally sometimes just put my mic on mute and just sit back.
Oh, yeah.
Because I can't do anything.
No, there's nothing to do. There's nothing you can do. and you know, I mean, they're good rants, usually.
They're good rants. Yeah, they usually are.
But, something that, well, I don't know. I can rant about other things. I was telling you before, I'm basically, like, my brain is just filled with fear that AI is going to kill us all. And that's really all I can, like,
it is.
It's all I have the capacity to worry about right now. So everything else is just fluff.
Just go see Barbie and you'll feel hopeful about life.
I did. We talked about it a couple weeks ago. I'm still kind of reeling on it. I need to go see it again, I think.
I would go with you. That would be hard to do, but I would go with you.
Because I don't think Jake's seen it yet. Oh, what?
Well, I think he won't admit this. I think because now everybody's seen it and I saw it and we're all talking about it. And now he's like, well, everybody's seen Barbie. And I'm like, but it's such a Jake movie because he's such like a feminist. Like he'll love it.
Yeah.
But Oppenheimer, I wanted to see it. And now I don't know if I want to see it anymore because I don't need more depressing news about the world.
That's the thing. It's like, I went to see Barbie, and then the day after I went to see Oppenheimer, you know, my husband and I have to switch off to see these things because the kid, and I was so depressed after Oppenheimer that I should have done these in reverse.
Yes, that's the way you do it. Yeah.
I really messed it up. So I guess I just have to go back again, or I can just watch the plethora of 90 day content that there is. I mean, how do you even like consume it all? Like what's your favorite show in the franchise at the moment?
Well, I mean, I gotta say, I enjoyed Last Resort. I really enjoyed it a lot. We have talked about this.
Yeah.
I've mentioned it on our show. It was the last 15 minutes of that first episode. I was breathless.
It's good. It's not, yeah, it's shocking.
Shocking.
It is. What are your feelings about like Toe in UK? I feel like I get mixed up between Before the 90 and Toe. Like we were just talking before we started recording. Like, wait a minute, what couples are we talking about? I can't keep them straight.
It's but B90 and Toe, I've been confusing but I confuse everything for people that listen. Much to the chagrin of Poodle. But because they're going over there, like I keep going, oh wait, okay. And I keep thinking like, I'm compartmentalizing people like, cause on 90 Day, there's the classic tropes. There's the girl from Colombia, the girl from the Philippines with the older white, but it's not an older white guy this time. This time it's Brandary and all that. And so it's kind of, sorry, I didn't mean to make you spit your water.
I didn't great. Mean to. Gonna use that.
thank you. And so I have to go, oh, wait a minute. I'm like, okay, Brandary. All right. Mary's mother died. Oh, wait, no, that's wrong. That's no wrong person from the Philippines, you know. So it is very confusing to me. I have to go through notes every episode before, but I'm liking UK. I will say I feel like all of it is good right now.
It's like all good.
Like none of it's bad. So picking favorite, I mean, I'm worried Last Resort's going to have a good first episode and then peter out. We'll see.
Yeah.
But I feel like. I still feel like, I feel like maybe Toe is more, has some riveting moments, but I feel like B90 for me because I feel like we get the juxtaposition of just Because 90 Day Fiancé, if you stop and think about it, it's really, really fucking sad.
It is.
But if you don't, really is. But if you don't think about it, it's funny.
I'm not thinking about it. Not thinking too hard. This show isn't for people that think too hard.
No, it's not. And B90 is to me that juxtaposition, that good combination. It's like marble cake. You don't know if you want chocolate or vanilla. You swirl it together. You get hilarity like Gino and Jasmine and them talking about peeing on each other. And then you get like just David and Sheila and just sadness.
Oh, but I like so it. So sad. Yeah, I think they did a good job casting, because if you look for comic relief, you have Gino and Jasmine, Misha and Nicola, which we have been sorely missing the last three episodes. I need more of Nicola saying, "I will never go in the club. It is a sin." And then like 30 seconds later, you see him like, like grinding on Misha with a beer in his hand. Best scene of the whole season so far. I loved it. But like, I need more of that. Mm. I just have a feeling they didn't give them a whole lot. And that's why we're not seeing them. I also find Statler to be so absolutely fucking ridiculous that it is like a little bit like, I like Dempsey so much and I'm invested in her that, you know, it's not like pure hilarity like Misha and Nicola, but the Sheila and David stuff and the Amanda and Razvan stuff is just like such a downer. Oof.
Hot. I Jake and I think he's our hottest guy from 90 Day Fiancé period.
He is very attractive.
Very, very hot. Yeah. But it's such a downer. But you know, it's a downer when you're trying to have a relationship with the guy that you cheated on your dead husband with.
Oh, Amanda is just, by the way, somebody on Reddit called Marcy, the Kenyan, Amanda. I thought that was kind of funny because I was like, I can't get a read on that woman. Like, is she happy? Like, does she like her husband? I forget his name because there's too many
Michael.
People. Michael. Yeah, like,
I don't know if she likes him or not. I just watched the episode that aired and she's very depressed to be there.
Very depressed.
Very depressed to be there.
My God, Louise is pregnant.
Oh, I love you, chicken baby.
Oh my God. Poor Jesse.
What's wrong with Tyre?
I don't even know how to talk about this because it's like there's two people I don't know how to talk about. Cleo and Christian, because it's just like, what a fucking disaster. And Christian is just...
Oh, God, I forgot about them.
And then there's Tyre. And I'm like, Tyre, like, what the hell? First off, last week he was ironing his sweater. I'm still not over it. I'm like, that is a polyester sweater. I know I don't think he's ever left Modesto. I don't think he's ever worn a sweater. Maybe he was just like, picked one up at the airport and he's like, I should iron this. I'm like, you're going to start a fire. And then this week, I'm like, is that the girl from the photos? I'm intentionally and specifically not calling her Carmella because that is not her name.
Those photos are shopped. It does not look like her.
I mean, I can't tell because, I mean, you know, they're so photoshopped. She had different hair. Her makeup is like, she showed up in like three layers of flannel, no makeup and glasses, which I appreciated so much. Actually, she was wearing makeup, but
she's wearing makeup, but it was almost like she was trying not to look attractive because she was a little skeezed out.
I would be too. Her nails looked great. I liked her nails, but
she was actually really kind in the whole thing. But
she was.
At this point, y'all, they could put a curly headed wig on a fire hydrant and put lipstick on it, and a producer could talk behind it, and Tyre would believe it was somebody who loved him.
Tyre's like, I'm not going to do anything creepy. So, do you want to stay in touch and like I'll visit Denver again? No.
No.
He gave her a seashell candle, Matt. What is that? Like,
it's not.
I can't.
It's not. It.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called Pie, people, influences, and experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Ladies and gentlemen.
What are you doing?
What do you mean?
Keep it simple.
I'm making the promo.
Just keep it simple. Just say, hey, we're the Brav Bros. Two guys that talk about Bravo.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're the Brav Bros.
No.
Oh.
Dude. Stop with the voice. Just keep it simple.
I've seen promos on TV, dude. This is how you get the fans engaged. This is how you get listeners. We're trying to get listeners here. If we just say, oh, we're two dudes that talk about Bravo, people are going to get tired of it already. We need some oomph.
All right, then fine. Let's try to do it with your voice.
Brav Bros.
Good job.
Yeah, let's talk about this episode. So, God, I think... I don't know if it's just like my mood or what, but I didn't laugh this episode, unfortunately. It was still kind of sad. You know, we have the aftermath of Sheila getting the house repaired and like Amanda's a wet blanket, even though she's in a really cool place and she's wearing awful leggings.
Awful.
And then, you know, I mean, Gino and Jasmine are really our only comic relief. The Christian stuff, I just.
Did you see? You know, they're smart, these 90-day tweets that they do, because I don't normally follow them on Twitter, but they tweet information on the show that we don't get.
Yes, so it's and very Amanda smart. Was yes. mad. What she was mad because she wanted French fries at 3 a.m. and Razvan would not go get them for her from the hotel.
And apparently in the tweet from 90 Day Fiancé, y'all, so this is fact.
Official account.
She said another man, either she said like another man or a good boyfriend would go get them for me. And then I realized, y'all, Amanda is that bitch that you take to any restaurant and she always orders chicken fingers and French fries.
Oh my God. Hell yeah. And if she can't read the menu because it's in a different language because you're in a different freaking country. Annoying.
But I'm talking about like me, Cosina in the United States. She still is like, do y'all have chicken strips and French fries here? Like, she's that stupid. I can't stand her.
I know. I really,
she bothers
really
me
don't
more
like
than
her.
Anybody in the cast.
Can
the
we talk
season.
About her leggings? What the fuck is happening here? It looks like, I know that this is like a style that there's like mesh in the leg, but it was so bad for TV
it
that
so
she was
bad.
Like, white until the knees and then like dark black like or navy mesh until the bottom, and I'm like, girl, no, this
no.
looks so bad. It's so
looked
distracting.
Like, she looked like a slutty stormtrooper to me. It just didn't work.
Oh, and okay, this is really, really mean, but I have to ask, because Kyle's not here. Does she have like a rotten tooth and or teeth? Because she's always like, do you notice when she laughs, she covers her mouth instinctively? And I'm like, what's happening in there in the mouth
maybe,
hole?
Maybe she could have something wrong with her mouth, or she could be. I think Amanda has a little bit of Jake called this first. He said this about it's. We like them, but sometimes it gets on our nerves with Kalani and Colini that they're always cool girls and they're never really going to show you emotion. And so I wonder if Amanda has a little bit of like, well, yeah, I'm just cool. Yeah, nothing bothers me. Like, she tries to be, but where Kalani and Colini can kind of just like play cool, or Kalani will just look down at the ground, as I say, and hope for a vortex to swallow her and silently cry. But they can kind of keep it together. But Amanda doesn't have as good of a poker face.
She like can't even, she's like trying to tell the producers that they had sex, and she's like covering her mouth, giggling like a 14-year-old.
Yeah.
Like, girl, how can you not talk about this?
She reminds me a lot of the girls that I went to school with. Just, there's a lot of, this is for true for any woman, but I got to say, there is a lot of like shame for women in the South from the Bible Belt and just culturally of what you express as a woman. And I know that she gets so much pressure from all of her friends and family, even though her husband didn't die that long ago, of saying, well, you got to get a man to help you raise these kids. You can't raise these kids by yourself. Yeah. Whereas if she was in California, New York, other places, people would be like, do what you got to do to raise your kids. You don't have to get. So I think that's what even infuses this even more in her.
Yeah. It's just so strange to me that she went, like, I don't understand what she sees in Rosman in general. I mean, he's super hot. I guess she sees hot piece of ass, but
he's funny. He makes her laugh. I actually think it makes me annoying that he's charming and funny and that good looking. Cause normally good looking people are boring.
He's really charming and charismatic. I have to say that she didn't even have sex with him though, until like 10 days in.
Well, then she kept that card.
Yeah. And then she's like, I'm so glad we waited. I was like, whoa, this is weird. Okay, whatever.
She kept it because she knew when the relationship would go sour, that that would be she would pull the magic pussy card. And that is what would save her and keep her in this relationship longer.
Maybe I should reverse this. I don't know what Rosman sees in her. She did like Amanda totally revenge fucked Rosman though, to spite Diana calling her toxic.
Yes, 100%.
So Rosman should thank Diana because that is the best wing woman he could wish for.
Oh, I love that woman.
She's like, just that walk bitch around looks so hot in that bikini. Oh, I am going to go home and ravage bikini. This man.
Yes, the skimpiest bikini. Just like tits out, a sarong.
She looked great.
She looked fantastic.
It's awesome.
It was great.
Rosman, you should send Diana a thank you card, maybe a present too.
Maybe. But,
I mean, it's just, I have to say though, this episode was a little weird. So like what happened? They banged and then she tried to talk about it, but giggled like a teenager. And then we find out Rosman postponed his music video to take her to Dracula's castle, which she like complains about the whole time. Wow.
But that's the cool girl. She's always complaining. Always.
Yeah. And she did smile a little bit this episode when he like asked her to race in her really bad leggings up the castle. I was like, oh, okay.
She
laughed maybe.
I mean, what I thought was interesting that they showed in a flashback that he got approved for the tourist visa.
Yeah. That was weird, right? That was a reenactment. I feel like he had it before.
Maybe he had it before, but I feel like so my question I want to ask you, do you think this changed not because they had the sex, but because he got the tourist visa and he's calling her bluff?
I mean, I just don't understand her motivations. Like if she is really truly hesitant to introduce him to her kids, what does she want if not sex, if not a real relationship? Like, I don't get.
And he's already met her kids on FaceTime. Yeah, he's her friend. Kids aren't dumb.
They know what's happening here. They're not idiots.
They knew. And also, remember when she was talking to her sister and said, well, I hope when I go over there, I get engaged.
Yes. She's expecting to be engaged without him meeting her kids. So like, it's just mixed signals. I would be so confused if I was Rosman. And
he is.
I don't know. Yeah. But he does say one thing that I found concerning. He said, well, you know, what are you going to do if your kids decide they don't want me in their lives? Are you just going to like throw? I was like, yeah, game over, dude. Like, sorry, but that's my kids. Like, yeah.
Yes.
They're small. It's not like they're 20 and out of the house. They're like little kids. So
I don't think that's a fair question to ask. They're little kids. Of course, even if the kids say like, of course, if she wants you to be in her, you're going to be in her life. And unless like the kids, but that's not going to happen. They're like little kids. It's not like they're teenagers.
Yeah. They don't have like an opinion, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. It was weird, but It seems like they fought all night. Poor Razin, like, finally.
Well, yeah, she wanted French fries.
She wanted French fries. She didn't mention that, though, on the show that we saw. And this is like where, this is again where I just like have a disconnect. She's like, if a man really cares about his family, which I'm like, first off, it's not his family. You won't even let him meet these creatures. And he will do anything to help out financially. And I'm like, you decided to date a TikTok social media influencer. Like, what kind of finances? He lives in Romania. Like, what kind of finances do you think? And like, also, I mean, she is like, let's just talk about the reality of the world. Amanda is, I think, what in the South, at least, is considered a traditionally attractive young woman.
Mm-hmm.
Go get yourself a rich man if that's what you want. Like, what is she looking for here?
There's the you know, I don't know if, I think I saw that she had been arrested before.
Oh, yeah.
For she had battery or it was something like serious.
Yeah. Like she got in a fight with another woman at a bar over some guy.
So I
didn't read the whole article on Starcasm. Shout out to Starcasm.net.
Shout out to Starcasm. As Jake always says, America's leading journalistic place of integrity.
It is ours. At least
it is ours.
Podcast.
It is ours. That's where I find out all my 90 day. I love Starcasm.
It's the most reliable. On Starcasm.
Let's be honest. It's about as, that is about as much integrity as I'm going to have is Starcasm. Just to me.
Same. They're, yeah.
But they, that and Screen Rant, that's where those are the go-to. I love them though. That is kind of all my Google populates for me. Wow. That just is sad when you say it out loud. I might as well just read USA Today. Just call it a day. But no, she could get a rich guy, but also too, I think she, you're so right. Like she does want a boyfriend. She doesn't want a boyfriend. That's why she got the quote exotic man from across the sea. And again, like y'all, it's pretty much confirmed from like the text receipts that she was texting him whenever she was still with her husband.
Ugh.
Like, so before he died. So I think there's so much, this woman has so much, like she probably just gets under those prayer blankets with her sons and just cries at night. Cause I think she has so much shame about her, but I also think she comes from a rough background. And so maybe she's worried that like rich men won't date her in the US.
Yeah, it could be. I would love to know. I feel like we don't know her at all. She's hiding behind this complaining like constantly. And I also feel like she has just, she kind of has pretty girl privilege in a way where she just has always been treated as a pretty girl. And so she thinks she can get away with a lot. And I don't know. I mean, she's clearly very traditional. I don't understand. Like, is she really seriously going to consider bringing over Razvan on a K-1 visa? He will not be able to work for like 1 to 2 years. He will not be able to contribute. She will be supporting him. I just don't think she's going to be okay with this.
No, no, not at all. This is y'all. This is DOA. Not happening.
Yeah. And she's like, oh, well, you have to have a plan to support your family. I'm like,
but you won't let him meet his family.
Yeah, he doesn't have a family.
So it's not his family. And I'm going to say this, Razvan, you can marry me. There's only, there's only a couple of things you need to perform once or twice a week. Let's be honest. I'm in my mid 40s. I don't even need it every day. I will happily, I'm out of a relationship. I don't trust men right now. You're perfect for me.
I'm sure his, can you imagine his DMs?
Oh,
like seriously.
Just all the, it's just a slut parade.
Yeah, I'm sure there are plenty of women in there.
Oh,
anyway.
For sure.
Well, let's move on to Gino Jasmine. These two are usually really funny. And I was like, dude, you're having a nice time at this waterfall. If you're having a romantic time at the waterfall, the last thing that would occur to me is to call a family member who hates my significant other that I'm with, you know? I'm
not, just, yeah.
Why?
Maybe the only reason I thought is maybe Gino thought that would somehow calm Jasmine. Like maybe like it's like after like telling a lioness after she just ate an antelope and is really full and satiated, like they've had sex. He's there at a waterfall. She's peed on him. Life is good. You know what I mean?
He's like, in a great mood.
Everyone's happy. This is the best time to drop bad news is after your girlfriend urinates on you.
Dana seems like, it's just like this whole conversation's crazy making because Dana's defense is, well, you know, I didn't mean anything by it. I'm like, what do you mean you didn't mean anything by it? The comment was, do you really love Gino, you gold digger? I mean, how am I supposed to interpret this comment? What other way exists to interpret what other this way? Comment?
No, there's not. And I have to say good for Jasmine. She's like, I only have to prove myself to Gino. To Gino, I prove him. No one else.
I have to Gino.
She didn't do that, but I wanted
seriously,
her to.
I mean, well, she usually does.
She usually does.
I'm kind of team Jasmine here.
I'm going to tell you this. This is a couple I'm rooting for out of everybody in B90.
It's so sad. I know.
How
did this happen?
Because I think, and because of this next scene of what happened, because they talked to Dana, he's like, well, he kind of backtracks. He's like, well, yeah, I didn't mean anything by that. And Jasmine's kind of, even she says, like, his apology is not sincere. And Gino, you know, is like going, but Gino says to her in this nice, kind way, like, family's very important to me, Jasmine, or whatever. And she sits there and kind of like, Jasmine just says, I know I have my anger issues. I feel bad, you know. You're the only person that puts up with my shit. Everyone else, they hate me. But you love me, Gino. You love me for all of my shit, Gino. But it was this moment where I went, this woman is so broken and feels so unlovable that she does believe she's dated the hot British guy.
Yeah.
And but they all broke up with her because she's batshit.
Yeah. She has great headband though. Really likes that.
I love her. I love her. Yeah. I think she really loves Gino. And I think Gino loves her.
Yeah, she just doesn't know how to control her emotions. Like, you know, it's not good. Anxiety is really bad too, but I mean, like, this old man Dana, like, get a hobby, dude. What are you like?
What the fuck? Step off. Like,
what are you trolling Jasmine's like boob pictures on Instagram? Like, we know what you're doing in your spare time, and like, you're just gross. I mean,
like, you would date Jasmine if you could, but you can't.
Oh, hell no. Dana sucks, and stop commenting on her photos. I will never understand somebody that goes to somebody's like Instagram page and leaves a mean comment. It just like makes no sense. Who are you?
It's like this, that triggers me because we just, you know, we're on Hey, but the last season of the Tell All was the thing between, you know, we saw was Fernanda and Larissa when Fernanda commented on Larissa's arrest photo.
Yes.
And Fernanda was like, I don't understand. I just was supporting you and there, I did nothing wrong. And like was so fucking passive aggressive and just trolling her. It like actually our first introduction to Fernanda was like on The Single Life.
Yeah.
So we're like, she seems nice. And Jake and I both hated her. We ended up not liking her at all.
She was not good to Larissa. They definitely had a beef. God, I forgot about Larissa. I can't believe she was fired although she's gone really off the rails. That's something I don't recommend you look at.
Has she?
Like the surgeries have gotten out of control and she's unrecognizable. And I don't know if she's still with that Eric guy. It's just unclear what she's doing with her life. And it just makes me sad.
It's just sad.
Occasionally, Kyle will send me pictures of her boobs. Just, you know, like, hey.
Hey, here's Larissa's boobs.
Yeah.
I wish it's kind of that's the problem with that is what hey is normally. The reason we don't like hey is because we're kind of stuck with the middle garbage where the extremes, like the Paul Carinis, the Larissas, even the Anfisas, they either burn out and flame out too quickly or they're smart enough like Anfisa and they're like, peace out, fuck this, I'm out.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding. So it's like all the really good talent, they rarely stay.
Yeah, that's why I'm saying you just need to churn out like 10 episode seasons of Toe on a continuous rollout. I'm here for it.
I mean, at this point, they're going to have 90 Day Fiance in space, like with this galactic thing going. I mean, with all this shit.
I would pay for 90 Day Australia. Like, I would pay for it. I just think it would be so good.
Oh,
90 Day UK is so, I like love it because it's so raw.
I love 90 Day UK. It's very, like we found out Louise was pregnant in 4 minutes.
I know, that would have been a whole season.
Would have been an entire season of 90 Day Fiancé. Entire season.
Is Jose real? Is he real?
I don't know.
I think he's real though.
I think he is. I mean, the fact that
they- It's so confusing.
The fact that both of them thought that he would pass an English test.
God. That show is so absurd. That's why it's good though, is because those people really think that way and they are like, oh, anyway, okay, we're getting off track, but this, I mean, what else do we say about Gina? Her great headband. Dana, get a hobby, old man. And Jasmine says, just please defend me to your family, and I'm kind of with her on that. Like,
I'm kind of with her.
You know,
kind of with her.
What do you do? This show is brought to you by BetterHelp. Life can bring really tough choices. Like, should you go to Barbados to find the man or maybe woman who catfished you on a dating website for like 7 years while you were unemployed and acting as a caretaker for your sick mother? Okay, that one's pretty clear. But all jokes aside, there's just so much uncertainty in life. And ideally, we aim to make better life choices than the cast of the reality TV shows that we love to watch. But the right path forward isn't always super obvious. Being an adult is hard, and there are so many decisions to make around career and relationships and family. Therapy can help you stay connected to what you really want and can help you generally navigate through life with confidence. My experience with therapy has been that when I know I have time slotted to talk through issues that I have, whether it's real issues about my career or my relationships, or sometimes just general anxiety, I'm better to take care of the people in my life when I have a third party that's giving me input and helping me navigate through those issues. You know, it's really helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It really empowers you to be the best version of yourself and just helps you navigate through life with a lot more confidence. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. You just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Let therapy be your map with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/CrayCray to get 10% off your first month. I know the code is a little ironic, but that's BetterHelp. So BetterHelp.com/CrayCray. And thank you so much to BetterHelp for sponsoring this show and this episode. All right. We've got to talk about Cleo and Christian. I'm not excited about this. I've got to say, like, this is just like, where is this going? My first note is I hate that production is so transparently involved. You know what else? Obviously I'm team Cleo. I think everybody is. Christian's such
To interrupt you though, because I'm interested. Why do you feel like production's involved? I'm interested in that. Like, how?
Well, just the way that she is talking about, I talk to production, it's like they're breaking the fourth wall is all I'm saying. I'm not saying this is produced. I think it's real what's happening, but I just hate the way she's using production as a sounding board. And like the conversation and the argument between Cleo and Christian is about what they're saying to production, and that's transparent. And I don't think there's any other way that they could do it, but mm-hmm. it's just like, you know, it's more interesting when the drama is between the people and ancillary characters and friends and family members. And I mean, this is just like Christian being super gross and like blatantly lying to production.
Yeah.
And nobody else. I mean, we pull in poor Jane. This girl.
Jane is a good friend, I gotta say.
She is.
Good friend. I mean, I think, and that's what I'm really, to me, that is what kind of solidifies that any legs Christian Trotis has to stand on, she really summed it up with her reaction to how Christian behaved to all of this.
Yeah, he's so defensive. He's so like, I know the word gaslighting is just overused incredibly, but it was so weird to me how he's super defensive.
Actually doing it.
He's like making Cleo feel like she's insane. And then 2 seconds later, he's in bed with her saying like, I feel good. We're good. Right. I'm like, what?
It's very much a lot of narcissistic qualities.
Yeah.
I feel like there's a bit of that. And when she also said too, when Jane said, that's just not how you talk to someone you love. And I went, part.
Yeah. He's gross. And the worst thing about Christian is that he actually thinks he's a good guy.
That's why Jake hates him so much, because he actually thinks he's a good guy. And Jake gets upset about that. And I'm like, welcome to, I feel like almost so many men in America that all think they're good guys, and they gaslight women and make them feel crazy. Like in a way, I was kind of like, Cleo, like you were worried that Christian would be uncomfortable dating a trans woman. Well, he's treating you the way men in America treat women, period. Like they do that a lot because guys don't want to be the bad guy in a relationship. So they haul. And then I see my girlfriends, they're like, am I crazy? And I'm like, you're not crazy, but he's making you feel this way.
Yeah. And I mean, Cleo, like, it's easy to watch this as a third party too and be like, Cleo, what are you doing? Like, don't take him back. Like, we're all screaming at the television, like, break up with him. But I can see she has just built this up so much and she's so into him. And I could see him being like different before he got there, that he manipulated her into thinking like he really cares about her, et cetera. And I don't know. I can't believe when they started like hugging after the fight, I was just like shaking my head. I just don't even know what to say about it. She's so bad.
She's so in love with him. And I don't believe this. This is what I think Cleo thinks about herself. Because we all have those moments where we feel unlovable and we have our different things.
Yeah.
But because she is trans, because she also is on the spectrum, she feels like who's gonna love me with this quote baggage I have, which is not at all, but I think a part of her probably feels that way. And so she's just gonna take she's gonna take less than what she's owed.
Yeah. And I feel like Christian's almost feeding into that, like in a really nuanced and subtle way. Like,
sure.
Well, you don't want to go out? Well, that's a bummer. Oh. And he's making her feel bad about all this stuff when he knew very well what he was, you know, who he was coming to see. It's not like she hid her autism from him. And I don't know. He even admits very quickly, and it's not really followed up on, but he says, and I don't believe this for a second, Christian says, I don't care what society thinks. I do care what my family thinks. I'm like, there it is. There it is. You care what your family thinks. That's all that you're thinking about. You try to act like, oh, I was trying to protect Cleo. Give me a fucking break, dude. Nobody believes that.
Yep.
And I mean, he does. He is so influenced by what his family thinks about this whole thing, which I don't understand, like, why that didn't occur to him before he decided to come on the show and drag Cleo into this. But here we are.
Again, that goes back to a little bit of self narcissistic. I don't think I'm not saying he is a narc, but like his qualities, it's kind of like, I don't think he really was thinking about her.
Mm-mm.
I think he was thinking about how she would make him look.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's how I think about her.
Somebody said, I can't remember if it was in our Facebook group or on Reddit or somewhere, that Christian is a guy that collects experiences. And is,
Poodle said that. Jake said that on our show.
And that he's like fetishizing this, and he, you know, kind of, I don't
Jake
know.
Thinks it's a, Jake thinks it's a notch on his belt.
Yeah, I can see that.
I could see that too. And I think, because at first, you know, usually Jake always hates somebody from like the first episode. And then I usually give them the benefit of the doubt. Like,
yeah.
Everybody reminds me, like, see, love is blind. It was very hard for me to get off that Bartice train, but I finally did.
He's horrible, so,
but he's so, it's like, it's what I'm going through now with Julio. Like, he's just until this like latest episode, or no, the episode before, like with dinner with his mother, when I realized he was just, again, kind of the same way. I'm going to be a nice guy. I don't want to tell you these things. I'm going to guess, because he's gaslighting Kirsten, making her think she's crazy. So this is what I want to tell Cleo. I'm like, welcome to American Men. And Julio, I would still hit it. He's so hot.
Julio, I know it's a problem. Julio is uniquely handsome. He is like Razvan and Julio both, like, their faces are so symmetrical.
They're so symmetrical. Like, he's got those little kind of sleepy, like, little sad eyes. Oh,
yeah. Yeah. Ooh. He's handsome. Handsome devil. She should run, though, because he is nothing. She's way out of his league.
Way out.
She's so level headed. She's. Yeah. She's way too good for the show. Like, Kirsten needs to go to the Netherlands, go back to your small town, like, and live your idyllic life.
Yeah. Date someone who's like an ambassador for the UN, not a fucking DJ.
Seriously.
Not a DJ.
I don't even know if I'd call him a DJ. Like, he's
good. Well, that's what he says he is.
I thought he was a security guard at like a school or something, and he just DJs at the taco place on the side.
Is that it?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Oh my, that makes way more sense of why I'm attracted to him when you tell me that, just based off my past history.
Oh man.
Oh, but, if a guy doesn't have a job, I don't know. Oh, I'm hard. I don't know why, but that's something I'm working on.
Oh man.
Oh.
Okay. To wrap up Christian and Cleo, we literally leave off with them in bed together saying, doing good, right? Yeah. I'm so where do we go from here? What happens? I'm so confused.
And then that you're like, okay, I guess they're okay. And then they leave us with that Jane quote of her saying, yeah, he's not good. And you're going, bleh.
Jane knows exactly what's up. She's like, he only cares about himself. He was super defensive. You don't talk to somebody you love like that. She says, I do not have a good feeling about this. And that's got to be so awful. I don't know if you've ever had a friend in like any sort of bad, you know, dangerous relationship. And you're just like, you leave a situation like that and it really leaves you scared and not feeling great.
It leaves you scared. So my question to you, kind of as we're wrapping them up, do you think he is going to break up with her and tell her while he is over there, or do you think he's going to go back to the US and then just ghost her?
In my optimism brain, I'm hoping that Cleo dumps him.
Okay.
But I don't think that's going to happen.
Okay.
I think he's going to wait until he goes home. He could even find an excuse to leave early. I feel like he looks so uncomfortable.
He does.
Every time he's on screen, he's trying to drink copious amounts of alcohol to cover up this discomfort. But I just like, how long is he there for? Another week?
Yeah. I think he's going to ghost her. That's what I think. He's going to leave. Things are up and not clear. And then he's just not going to call her anymore.
I mean, how's he going to get through another week? We're on like day two.
I mean, maybe he will do it in person since he's like, I'm on this show and I've got to end this, or I'm going to look like a just ass hat.
He already looks like it. He already, this is what I know. A lot of people think Statler is like the villain of the season, but I just like, I cannot parse that Statler is where there's, like, it is Christian.
I got to say, and maybe because she like writes funny things on her Instagram and makes us laugh actually. Cause she follows all of us. Statler doesn't bother me. I think she's entertaining. And I can't fully speak for Jake, but I think only because Statler is terrible in relationships and has no business being in a committed relationship? Yes, full stop. But I think I'm just so used to people with malintent that are just bad people on this show that are like, you know, that are the Bilals, that are the, you know, small Eds, that, you know, the Angela, all that are just terrible to people. I'm like, this is just someone, this is like a hurting people situation kind of thing. Like this person has a lot of, I don't know. That's how I see her as. And I also feel like she's been clear with Dempsey that she's a little intense that way. And I feel like Dempsey knows what she's getting into, but maybe I'm off base here.
No, I can
full on read me. Read me for filth, Kim. It's your show.
No, man. We're going straight into Statler and Dempsey. I mean, this is the thing. This is very low stakes. There's no children involved. These people are young. Like, also, this is why I'm not worried. Dempsey is very clear headed. She knows exactly what's happening.
Yeah.
Did anyone believe that Dempsey was going to say yes to Statler moving in right away? Like,
no.
Statler's U-Haul is packed. And Dempsey's you can go down the street, ma'am, even though I do love you. And also, Dempsey is super into Statler. Like, she knows she's intense. She knows she's crazy, but she's super into her. She says, I love you. And I don't think Statler is necessarily love bombing Dempsey, because that means that there's like manipulation, like premeditated manipulation behind it. And I just don't get that. I understand Statler is annoying and some people don't like her and like she's not for everybody. She's like an annoying Lizzie Kaplan. It's fine. But I just don't see her at like, I think she really truly, she has issues that she needs to address, but I don't think she is. I don't know. I don't see her as like, you know, when Big Ed was telling Rose that her breath smelled, like all the things he said to her that were absolutely fucking horrible in order to make her feel small so he could pounce and be a predator. Like, this is not what's happening between Statler and Dempsey. And Dempsey is truly into her and really, really likes her.
I think it's what does Kyle think of Statler? Does he like her or no?
I think he's the same. Like, at first we thought she was hysterical, and now he's like, okay, she's a little annoying, but he also thinks Kyle's take is that Statler has some like real, you know, she has ADHD. She's talked about it, and that is presenting itself in a lot of unhealthy ways here. And also, you know, the abandonment of her parents and her adoptive parents, who she was never good enough for. Like, she has a lot of unresolved issues.
She has a lot of I forgot about the adoption and all that. I think that it's combined with just of knowing, I mean, I said this on our pod too, but knowing a lot of females, and I'm not, not all stereotypes are true. But sometimes there's can be where that comes from is truth. There's a lot of the lesbians that I know connect, and it's like ultimatum queer love. You have this super intense, and these people connect, and they feel so like Jake, I think, made the joke on the show, and he wasn't kidding. He said, I got my bed because my lesbian friend left to move to Europe with a girl she knew for like 6 weeks. So he was like, this is a thing. And I have friends or they'll be like, oh, we've been dating for 2 months and we moved in together. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
So yeah. I don't mean that to make it as an excuse. I'm just saying that for heterosexual and gay people watching this, this feels so intense. I would argue that talk to a lot of your lesbian or queer or whatever queer friends and ask them what's been your experience with this, mm-hmm. and you probably would get a different
reaction. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just want to know if Ben started that campfire in the scavenger hunt, because I really don't want Statler around matches or firewood.
No,
that's my main concern at this point. It's just plain old fire safety more so than Dempsey.
She seems like Ben's an handle asshole. Her own. Oh, Dempsey's fine. Dempsey can like skin a raccoon and eat it and wear a hat like that angry woman from Beverly Hills. But did with that skunk. But apparently Statler doesn't like Ben. She said online she said that he's trash.
What?
So there was some type of falling out between Ben and Statler.
Well, that means there is a falling out. I mean, that's kind of a spoiler, right? Because that means Dempsey's super tight with Ben and loves Ben.
True, true.
So I feel like Statler, conspiracy theory, Ben broke up Dempsey and Statler.
Maybe he did.
Statler is pissed about it.
I thought the scavenger hunt and everything was sweet.
I did too.
When Statler says things like when Dempsey says, you know, like when... It is comedic, like when she chugs the drink. She just can't. She has no poker face, and that's mm-hmm. so refreshing. And like when Dempsey said, "I love you too," and Statler goes, "Wow, that's romantic. That's really, really romantic." She so just kind of says the awkward part out loud.
Yeah.
And it just makes me she's endearing to me. I don't know why. I kind of love watching her. You're so many of your listeners are going to scream at this, and I'm sorry, but I would love to watch Statler on The Single Life, because I bet she would fall in love with everybody she dated.
Look, that's what makes good TV. So yes.
I think it'd be good TV.
Spot on there. Yeah.
I would like it.
Yeah.
Her and Mama Pedro, put them on The Single Life.
Mama Pedro. Oh God. Again. Oh, Scott wasn't enough for you, huh?
Anyway, thank you
for recapping this whole episode with me. How many more episodes do you want to, Kyle and I always get it wrong. So do you want to speculate how many more episodes we have here?
who the hell knows with how they've been going back and forth with all these. So this is episode 7?
No, six? 11.
Oh, 11?
I think.
11,
yeah.
Technically, usually something ends around end of August, beginning of September, we get new show. But with Last Resort, it's going till the end of October.
I can't believe it's going to air that long.
That.
Crazy.
They could
drag this out a while.
Because I thought we heard Toe was going to go. To go to 45-minute episodes and go to the end of the year.
Oh, my God.
But I can't.
Really?
There's no way that can happen. There's no way.
I mean, HGA did it. Maybe they have a four-part tell-all extravaganza.
They might. But that's what we originally heard. So, I don't know.
Wow.
I don't.
Anyway.
I don't try to figure it out anymore. Jake obsesses over it. He and Mary Payne text one another from Pink Shade to try to figure out what's this and that. And I'm like, I don't care because it doesn't matter. I'm going to be here anyway every week watching this shit. So what else am I going to do?
That's true. I think that we just need to emotionally prepare for when HEA comes back, but I don't know. There's so many other better spinoffs now. I wonder if the original 90 Day will come back, because it's pretty played out, you know? I mean, there's only one way it goes. Like with the other way and before the 90, you're going to a different country, you're getting a lot of different craziness is happening. And so there's a lot more room for craziness and error.
Yeah. I think Last Resort is the beginning. I think we're going to be seeing even more. I think probably Zaslav, just I know how he is. We're going to, something 90 Day Fiancé hasn't done is they don't, they don't want these people to become reality stars ever. I think that might change a little bit. I think we might be seeing things like 90 Day Fiancé Girls Trip, 90 Day Fiancé Couples Trip, like just like we have Summer House or Winter House on Bravo and things like that, or the Housewives do like all the different Housewives. I think they're going to, they want to start combining. I think we're going to get more of those type of shows.
Jersey Shore Family Vacation.
Yeah.
Isn't that what Last Resort is? No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, we're going to get like an episode of the Family Chantel, which that could be coming back.
Oh, I didn't. They filmed, they're divorced now.
They filmed all that, though, apparently. Come on, that family, Mama Karen, she's going to put all of that on camera.
Yeah.
Which we haven't watched. We're going to cover that when we finish this season of Hey. We're going to go back and start Family Chantel and watch that.
I heard that the, I don't know if it was the second or third season where they go to the Philippines for her brother's wedding. I heard that's actually really good, but we haven't watched shit.
People, yeah, well, who knows? When we started our Patreon, we thought, oh, we'll watch old episodes of 90 Day Fiancé we haven't seen, because this won't go on that long. People will stop listening to us, and people are make bad decisions, and we're still on the air. So we're like, well, we ran out of that, so what are we going to watch? So we're going to do Family Chantel, and then once we finish that, I don't know, maybe we'll do season one and two of Lalu, and that'll last us for like 10 years.
Oh yeah, no, those are like 500 episode seasons, so you got plenty of
I never have seen Clint. I never watched Love After Lockup with Clint like y'all did. It's none of it. It's all Clint, new to me.
This is Clint's still alive, right?
That's a
serious question.
I don't know.
Okay.
Anyway. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for having me, Kim.
Thank you. Tell everybody where they can find you, Maddie, because this is so fun. I love it when we get to
Reality Gaze.
I love when we get to do this.
Yes, realitygaze.com. It's nice when it's sometimes nice when we love Jake and Kyle, but it's nice when we're actually able to get a word in.
Happens so rarely.
No, we love them very much. You can go to realitygaze.com. That's where you can find it. Follow us on social media, Instagram, TikTok, Threads, X, Twitter for now. Who knows? And then also don't know, you can take this out, but for those last resorters, Kim and I are talking. There will be something down the pipe. We can't do every week. Don't ask us, but we're going to sit in a corner in our own excrement and cry and maybe talk about The Last Resort a little bit.
We might have to talk about it.
So we might. We don't know.
Stay tuned for news on that. Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you so much. And thanks everybody for listening. I'll be back with Kyle next week. I just can't promise what day it's going to be. Maybe Monday. Maybe Tuesday. We don't know when he's coming back. I think it's Monday.
No, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? Thank you again, though. Always a pleasure. I love you very much.
So fun. Thanks, everybody.